you know, when the dark times come, we can resist them, we can push them down in a way, or we can embrace it and feel it and move through it. And unfortunately, I chose to resist it. Mm-hmm. So in my darkest times after my sister's suicide, I really pushed it down in a way and resisted. Of course, it burst out volcanically all over the place, but I would then just squelch that until finally, so many years later, it was actually the 9/11 terrorist attacks that kind of, as a society, I think so many of us were triggering our oldest wounds at that societal wound time. And that's when I just could no longer resist it. And it just all came flooding out. And so it was the messiest time of my life. It was total crisis. It was quitting my job and really, really being in the place of not wanting to live and being so depressed. And at the same time that all that emotional darkness was swirling, I began to have physical symptoms, which of course is not surprising, but then became this whole chronic illness journey that included labels like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and ultimately rheumatoid arthritis. And I was a candidate for joint replacements and kept resisting that and began this whole healing journey around my physical body. But I was determined to heal from the inside out, because I really knew that that emotional component, that trauma, that pain was all being manifested in my body. So that really is what led me to an expressive arts therapist. That's when I discovered that this amazing phenomenon of expressive arts therapy existed. And when she helped me to turn the pain that I had been holding inside of me into artwork and into dramatic improvisations and into masks that I could wear, it was turning pain into beauty, making beauty out of the pain, and it no longer felt so scary. And so, you know, as I went on in that healing journey with my expressive arts therapist, I really started to see myself in her and the kind of gifts and strengths she had, I recognized in myself, and that really planted the seed that someday when I was ready and strong, I wanted to go to graduate school, which I then did, and pursue expressive arts therapy. So that's really how I became so passionate about this profession, came from my personal journey, right?
Right.